Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. She's back. It's Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. It feels so good to be back.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since we've chatted last. I know you're off on your wedding and honeymoon. Of course, we will talk about that in detail. But first off, let's get right to our recipe of the week. You're back. What do you have for us this week?
Well, Jamie, I couldn't resist featuring a recipe this week that comes from Spain because that's where we went for our honeymoon. And I just wanted to share how amazing the food there is. This week's recipe is a simpler version of a traditional Spanish dish. It's called shrimp and lentil paella.
Okay, it sounds good. Oh my gosh, the dishes of Spain. Of course, we'll chat about that, but let's get to the recipe. Take it away, Sydney.
Absolutely. So paella is a dish that's native to Valencia, Spain, and it's essentially a rice dish. It's somewhat similar to risotto, and it's cooked in a large, wide pan, traditionally over an open fire, and it has a combination of rice, vegetables, beans, seafood, and meat. It's delicious, and the cool part is you can make this delicious dish at home on your stove. So to make this paella recipe, first, you're going to heat a large frying pan over medium heat and cook 2 cups of finely sliced leek or onion and 4 chopped garlic cloves in olive oil for 4 to 5 minutes. Next, you're going to add 1 cup of rice and 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric to the pan. Stir that around for about 2 to 3 minutes. Then you're going to stir in 1/2 cup of chopped tomatoes, cook for another few minutes, and slowly add 2 cups of hot chicken stock. Let that simmer for about 10 minutes. And lastly, you're going to stir in 1 cup of cooked green lentils, 1.5 cups of chopped asparagus, and a bag of thawed frozen shrimp. You're going to simmer that until the shrimp is fully cooked through and garnish with a squeeze of fresh lemon juice and some chopped fresh parsley and enjoy your Spanish-inspired paella.
It sounds tasty. And of course, the great thing is, you know, if you missed any of that or you're thinking, I can't write this down, we have the recipe of the week, of course, available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and on our website with mystratfornow.com. So it'll all be there for you with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Okay, Sydney, how was the wedding?
Jamie, it was amazing. We had an absolute blast. It was such a magical day. The weather was perfect. There was no rain, which was great because we did not have a rain plan. It was just such an amazing day filled with so many wonderful memories with our family and friends.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear. Well, again, congratulations. And let's talk about the honeymoon. So you went to Spain.
We did. We went to the Andalusia region of Spain. For any of the listeners out there who have been there, I'm sure you can attest it is beautiful. It's just an hour outside of Seville. There's rolling hills with, you know, olive orchards. We had lots of olive oil, lots of wine. It was just fantastic. And we also crossed into Gibraltar for a day as well. So we got 2 countries under our belts on our honeymoon, and it was just absolutely amazing.
It sounds like you had just an incredible time. And speaking of Spanish food, Spanish dishes, what do you think of Spanish cuisine?
Oh, it was delicious. I wish that I could just keep eating all the dishes that we had there. We had so much seafood, delicious, you know, produce, things like tomatoes, you know, local things like that. Just so flavorful, so fresh. It was just fantastic. Lots of tapas. So I can definitely say we ate a lot of food.
And I'm thinking, too, you know, with, if you will, Mediterranean food or Spanish food, if you're thinking, well, you know, you can't really make it here, it won't translate to over here, you can put these kind of dishes together here.
Absolutely. There's, you know, so many different ways that we can make these recipes here as well. Sometimes it's just getting a little bit creative, maybe looking for ingredients in different places of the grocery store that you might not normally. But I will definitely be featuring some Mediterranean-inspired recipes, you know, over the coming weeks, because we also know that those types of dishes are so great for our heart health, lots of healthy fats in them, and lots of really great vitamins and minerals as well.
Sounds great. We look forward to more great recipes of the week with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. So Sydney, anything else on the go? I know you're just kind of getting back into the swing of things after your wedding and honeymoon. Anything else on the go that folks need to know?
I'm just getting back into swinging things. I've been a little bit under the weather this week. So shout out to all my clients for being very flexible with me as I had to take some sick days. But I'm really looking forward to getting back into our stores as of next week and feeling 100%. I do have a dietetic intern starting with me this week, and she will be actually hosting a free webinar later in the fall. So stay tuned for more information on that. I will share that in the coming weeks.
All right. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. Thanks again, Sydney. Great chatting again, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Jamie. It's great to be back, everyone, and I will see you next week.